Doug Tengden, our own economist. Not many shows have someone of Doug's caliber as a regular contributor, a worldwide market perspective on the economy. And Doug, first of all, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I know you've been off, and I'm going to let you run where you want. But instead of getting too granular, I'm talking to business owners and planners that are already looking out, and Governor Sununu, into 2023, and they're seeing recessionary waters. I'm hearing from realtors things are slowing down to almost a halt on new home sales. Consumers are definitely, could be time of year, by the way, but consumers are tightening the belt, interest rates going up. Kitchen and bath designers say it's been slow. So you know what's going on. My question is, as we look into the next year and people are planning households, you know, budgets, are we looking at a mild sort of economy and a recessionary front? Or do you think there, I was talking about the yield curve yesterday with Dr. Vic. What are you feeling and sensing for 2023 is my question.
Yeah, I think it's going to be long and shallow. This is going to be like moving, just walking along the beach. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a long, shallow recession. The growth is going to be subpar for a long time. We're not going to be sharp and steep and deep. We're not going to be looking at very, very high levels of unemployment. What we'll see is we'll see rising unemployment, but only modestly rising. And I see that the economy has some serious headwinds, headwinds coming from the housing market, headwinds coming from the strong dollar. Those are things that the Fed has under its control. So the reason I don't think that it's going to be very deep is because the Fed is able to turn the dial and turn things back. So that's what they've been doing now. And so that's why I see that it's going to be a long recession, but it's going to be a relatively shallow one. And it's not going to be a recession that hits people really hard in terms of unemployment.
Interesting. And what about consumer spending and confidence? Because you and I know, despite everything else, it's still the consumer and the consumer spending that does drive the economy. I think it's like a 70% accelerator. Are consumers going to still kind of be, you know, getting the new vehicle, you know, looking at a home if it's reasonably priced, buying a new oven? Yeah, you know, consumers.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the part of it that I think is going to be a little muted, is particularly in the home area. I think people will buy cars. They won't pay top dollar for them, but they will buy cars because they need them. People are going to move into houses because they want to, because we still are we still have tons of household formation happening in the country, but it's going to be gradual. It's not going to be a booming economy by any means, but it's not going to be a sharp and deep recession like we've experienced the last couple of times. I just don't see the imbalances in consumer balance sheets, the imbalances on corporate balance sheets, those kinds of things that are that would make things a lot deeper.
You know, Doug, I want to ask you this. I was talking to someone who's more in the North Country, and you're actually in the Upper Valley up near Hanover, but you know, typically, Doug, you and I, historically in New England, I think, when we've seen downturns or tightening economy or interest rates going up, you saw a real restriction, for example, in ski homes. That was always a barometer where the North Country, like, you know, I'm not going to pick an area, but could be Lincoln, could be Waterville, Bretton Woods, you know, that ski home on the side of a mountain that is expensive. Ski tickets are expensive. Driving up there, groceries, gas. You know, those are the first things sometimes, or boats, you know, those toys, the luxury items, the recreation, those are the things that are cut. So I kind of expected over the last 3 to 6 months to see some of the resorts where these homes have been selling for $700,000 or $800,000 that, you know, 8 or 10 years ago were half that, starting to slow down. But I'm talking to people saying, no, they put a place on the market and there's outside interest. People are still spending top dollar for like North Country living. How's that going to be impacted over the next year?
Yeah, I think that's been surprisingly resilient. And I think people still...
But why is that, do you think?
Well, I think people have... The consumer balance sheets are still very healthy. That's the bottom line. People are not overextended. This is not a recession that was caused by consumers getting over their skis,
right,
so to speak. This is not a recession that's being caused by corporations getting overextended. This is a recession that's being caused by the Fed tightening the screws. They're tightening the screws in response to inflation, and inflation is affecting consumers. But I've actually been surprised, Jack, that consumers have held up as well as they have. Consumer spending in aggregate in the economy is flat from a year ago on an inflation-adjusted basis.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody expected that. If you had told me we're going to have 8% inflation, Doug, and consumer spending is going to be flat. I would have said, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the consumer's going to have to pay back.
Here's
with 8% inflation.
Here's one more.
It's holding up.
Doug Tangden, Worldwide Market Perspective. Before we let you go, here's one final one or point of question. Dr. Vikram Mancharamani, regular contributor, is on the show yesterday. Dr. Vic, we call him. He's very sharp on the economic stuff like you. And he was saying he was noticing the yield curve, and he explained that banks, for example, the way they operate, if you borrow money and they sell that loan out there, they make a greater percentage. Or if you put money in a bank and then they use that money to, you know, make money, you know, that's how they do it. They kind of go off those percentages. But if they're paying more out on a, because interest rates are going up, for example, CD, do they start tightening? Do banks start tightening their lending and get a little tighter on lending consumer loans or not?
It all depends on what happens to deposits, Jack. I mean, rates have not gone to the point where banks are seeing outflows of deposits.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the issue. You're not taking your bank deposits and putting them in the bond market because people are seeing what's happened to their bond funds. They're saying, well, I don't want to go there. So banks are not seeing deposit outflows yet. Once they start to see that, that could put a crimp into lending, which would put a crimp into business development and business growth.
Good stuff.
So you're absolutely right on that. It's just too early to say.
Doug Tangney, thank you. So mild and long versus severe and deep. How's that?
That's what it sounds like, Jack.
All right. Thank you. Doug Tangney, Worldwide Market Perspective. Thank you, Doug.
Jack, you have a great week.